Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this on the morning of Wednesday, September 25th. With me today is Dave Krzyzewski, team lead in our Chicago office. I talked to Dave, I think it was 2 months ago when the U.S. milk production data was coming in a little bit weaker than expected still. The herd was declining. Cheese prices were relatively firm. And Dave, the fair and balanced Dave, was concerned the milk production was going to remain weak. And cheese prices were going to push significantly higher before the end of the year. And I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but Dave's been bearish on U.S. butter for a while. And over the last 60 days, we've seen the U.S. cheese market rally with barrels hitting, what was it, $2.62 a pound, which was a new record high, about $5,780 a ton. And we've seen strength in blocks and in the past 14 days, we've seen the CME spot butter price fall from $3.19 a pound to $2.90 a pound. So I'd say on balance, Dave has been a little bit more right than me over the last 60 days. So I don't know where to start, Dave. You want to talk about milk production or talk about the cheese market first?
Well, it's never going to get better than the last couple of months for me. So I'm putting my 2 weeks notice in and, go out on a high note. No, I'm kidding. It's not about being right or wrong. And I think there's, I just kind of see where trying to look at the data. And then of course, the commercial realities of the world and you kind of get a sense of now these are the risks that I see out there. It's been kind of a wild summer or last couple of, probably the last 6 weeks or so. I think on the, I'm not sure how much downside on butter yet, but, the price behavior was really kind of interesting to me. And I try to look at the price behavior first and foremost. I mean, I want to look at all the data and understand what's going on, because that obviously has a huge impact on, the fundamental supply demand, which drives prices. But ultimately, I thought it was interesting when Europe hit $4 a pound equivalent butter, the U.S. market got like a 5 or 6 cent rally out of that and then failed. And there was plenty of sellers out there. And so it's kind of like a news failure. I like to see, the news is holy cow, bullish and really bullish in Europe. And the U.S. market just kind of petered out. So at the same time, of course, non-fat has also come up. So the class four market has been left relatively intact as far as a milk price, certainly for producers. What was your question?
I gave you the option of starting with cheese or milk production, and you went right to butter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good thing I'm listening to you, Nate. I guess let's talk about milk production. What do you say?
Yeah, so the August milk production data, I was forecasting production down 0.2% year over year, which is a little bit of an improvement from the 0.4% decline that we saw in July. And the August number came in just a hair better than forecast, down 0.1% from last year. I think the big surprise there was California's production being up 2% from last year. That was the major driver behind the improvement in milk production for August. But bird flu has showed up in California in late August. Is that going to slow the milk production numbers for September, October?
Well, I think so. Yeah, I think it's absolutely having an impact. Since we don't know exactly how all these things spread, what we can tell you is, you and I have been kind of watching the USDA numbers, and they doubled over the weekend up to, I think, 34, 35. And I think you mentioned
40. They added six more today.
Okay, we're at 40 now. That's the USDA saying that. So, I have to imagine human behavior is not much different in California. I'm sure there are people that have not yet reported or maybe won't ever report. I think it's going to rip through California. I don't think there's any way about it. I actually heard this morning from somebody that They found it in turkeys out there in California, someplace in nearby Merced, I think. So, I can't imagine it's going to behave any differently than it did in any other state that got it. You know,
they seem to be a little bit more proactive with the testing. Like, my understanding is they're, when they get a confirmed case, well, one, they're doing bulk tank testing. They're not waiting for the cows to show symptoms. They're just preemptively checking the bulk tank. So they may be picking up the cases earlier than they were before. And two, they're testing all of the dairy and poultry farms within a six mile radius of any positive cases. Now, I don't know the legal authority, if they're able to force their way onto all farms and do these preemptive tests in that radius, but it does seem like with this bulk tank testing and with the preemptive testing that they're doing, that maybe they're catching these cases early on, and they may be catching cases that aren't having a significant impact on milk production yet. So I don't know. I think the California numbers maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure that the testing regimen that we're seeing in California is the same that we've seen in other states.
Yeah.
So they're probably picking up cases earlier, and they may be picking up cases that might not lead to much impact on milk production. But roughly, I agree with you. It's the same virus. It's dairy cows. It's probably going to knock back milk production.
Yeah, and when you have a state like California where you have, well, 50% or roughly 50% of the U.S. non-fat and skim milk powder production, you know, as of last year out in California, like, starting to knock down milk production kind of out of the blue like this is, you know, it's certainly not bearish.
Yeah, I ran the numbers for 2023. California's 18% of U.S. milk production. It's 17.5% of U.S. cheese production. It's about 30% of U.S. butter production. And like you said, it's roughly 50% of the non-fat and skim milk powder production. So you would think if we're going to see California's production drop off due to bird flu, it would be more supportive for these markets. But again, in the past 5 days, we've seen both block and barrel cheese come off of their recent highs. We've seen a significant drop in the butter price. We've seen non-fat come back a couple of cents.
Yeah.
So why isn't this market more concerned about bird flu in California?
Well, I mean, I think there's time lags with everything, and they're just trying to figure things out. And we've also had a huge move to the upside on cheese. We went from sitting pleasantly in a 10-cent trading range around $1.90 for like 3 months this summer, and then we rallied to, like you said, 262 on the barrel market and up over 230 on the block market, which is interesting. So we've got this inverted spread, and you know, ultimately cheddar production is off, what, about 8% year to date. You know, that includes both block and barrel. So, you know, I mean, I can't really speak for the inversion, you know, specifically. I mean, that's it's a pretty wide spread, just out of the fact that we make less barrels in the U.S. than we make block. And so, you know, if there is that demand, and you did have you did have some promotions over the summer and that are continuing, that may have spurred some demand for that barrel type product.
Yeah, specifically, you're talking fast food.
Fast food, correct. Yeah, fast food. Sorry, yeah. So, you know, with both of those, you know, and then you never really know how high up a market's going to go. When it gets going like that, you just don't know. So what's the right number? I mean, if I looked at blocks at 225 and barrels at 260, I would think, okay, blocks at 225 seem to make more sense with regard to what I'm hearing in the country today, as far as, you know, there doesn't seem to be a huge panic at the moment. There was probably a little bit of panic for a little bit there. And then, you know, the past week or two, things have kind of quieted down a little bit, which is also kind of interesting because, you know, the barrel market, you know, there's been offers every day the past few days. And those barrel sellers have had carte blanche to go find a bid. You know, they could go down and they could offer, they could be more aggressive, and they really haven't. And I don't know, you know, what, you know, why that has, maybe that day is today or you know, maybe tomorrow. But frankly, you know, you're in this bull market. I think things are still tight generally. I mean, the fundamentals support it. And I think that there are buyers that don't have enough coverage. So they're not totally taken care of for the balance of the year. And I think what they've done here, and we've seen this in pockets, we saw it around the 4th of July holiday, where the buyers kind of take their ball and go home a little bit and say, hey, listen, let's see if we can't get a better deal here if we step away from the market. So in other words, if we do come down 30 cents on barrels or 40 cents on barrels and another dime on blocks, I think that's, you know, by virtue of having a few extra loads that we can bring to the market and the buyer stepping away, but the need is still there, if that makes sense. So I anticipate buyers to step back in at some point, and the sellers, you know, so I think we're still in this kind of high-priced market. I think we'll be over $2 cheese for the balance of the year, but you can have a significant correction on the spot market. The futures market's already kind of pointed to that. You know, we're down 5-6% on October futures in the past week, and it's pricing, you know, a good dollar plus discount to the spot market currently. And the futures market's saying, hey, be careful. There's a lot of skepticism out there, you know, but I think it's still a bull market.
Yeah, it's hard to adequately explain the strength that we've seen in the block barrel spread, or I guess the strength that we see in barrels relative to blocks. I think it's driven by good domestic demand for mozzarella and export demand for mozzarella that's keeping milk out of cheddar. There have been other periods in time where we've had good exports and good domestic demand for mozzarella, and we did not have barrels at a 30 cent premium to blocks. And this time of year, the normal seasonal is that barrels weaken relative to blocks. So it is hard to explain why barrels, or I guess you can explain it with the good mozzarella demand, weak cheddar production, American cheese production overall, but I don't feel like it's a full explanation for why barrels hit a new record high and that spread is as wide as it is. In terms of where the market's heading, I had to pull up my forecast here, and I do have CME blocks above $2 through the end of the year. So I like to give you a lot of crap for being bullish all the time, but on that call, I think we're both in alignment. It's still going to take some time to rebuild these cheese inventories. With that, I want to thank you for your time today, Dave.
Thank you, Nate. Always a pleasure.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the U.S., EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter OTC products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through S.A. Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and S.A. Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales. Company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange-traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. Stone X Financial Europe SA. SFEED is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under company No. RC Lux B10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. Stone X Financial T. Limited Co. Reg. No. 20113059 RSFP holds a capital market services license and is regulated by Monetary Authority of Singapore, IMASA for dealing in exchange-traded derivatives contracts, OTC derivatives contracts and spot foreign exchange contracts for the purposes of leveraged foreign exchange trading. Stone X Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ 152-SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. Stone X Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. Stone X Financial T. Limited acts as agent for SFL in Singapore with respect to its payment services business. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any derivative or security. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation or needs and does not create a binding obligation on any of the Stone X Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and slash, or services provided by the FCM division of Stone X Financial Inc., SFID NFAID 0476094 or Stone X Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652 and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ECPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the Stone X Group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. The analysis/report is only permitted to be distributed in Singapore to a person who is an accredited investor, expert investor, or an institutional investor as defined under Section 4A of the Securities Futures Act Singapore. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309100 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, the analysis or report distributed. Stone X Financial Pte Ltd Co. Reg. No. 20113059 RSFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore MAST. SFP holds an MAS Capital Market Services license for dealing in securities, units in collective investment schemes, exchange-traded derivatives contracts, OTC derivatives contracts, and spot foreign exchange contracts for leveraged foreign exchange trading, and is an MAS-exempt financial advisor. Stone X Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ 152-SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in securities and dealing in futures contracts. Stone X Financial Thai Limited SFA Akin 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission AFSL 345646. Stone X Securities Co. Limited SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104719 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Sir. ISIS Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator. Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of Stone X Group Inc. Copyright 2024 Stone X Group Inc. All rights reserved.